Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year. Yet, far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carilion Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carilion Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We've been diving into a few topics here. Was that a hard foul, flagrant foul? Was that old school basketball? Was that playoff basketball? Grizzlies beat the Warriors, series tie but a game apiece. Ja Morant goes for 47. There was a moment during game one or after game one when Steph Curry said to Ja Morant, this is going to be fun. Now, I don't know how Steph Curry meant it, but I think what he was saying is this is going to be a knockdown drag out. Knowing Steph Curry, I would assume that he was just saying, hey, this is going to be fun. Well, it was either at the end of last night's game that Steph Curry walked by Ja Morant, and you could read his lips saying, oh, this is going to be fun. But he didn't mean it like, hey, this is going to be fun. It's like, yeah, this is going to be fun? Are you sure? Because I'm bringing it. I put 47 on you. It was fun to see. It was wild. It was playoff basketball, as we like to say. And then there's the play early, first quarter, Dylan Brooks, a hard foul on Gary Payton. Now, are we taking the result of this? I don't like the play by Brooks. I don't like anybody who goes up in a way that you're not really trying to block a shot. Are we looking at the end result? If Gary Payton jumps up, are we calling for a flagrant? Are we calling for him to get kicked out? Sometimes we look at the end result. I had a problem with the play. I thought it was a dirty play. I didn't think it was a basketball play. And I think that this stems from what happened in game one, that Memphis was not going to be bullied. Here is Steve Kerr.
Playoff basketball is going to, it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything. But there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season slash career in jeopardy by taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Gary's elbow. This is a guy who's been toiling the last 6 years trying to make it in this league. Finally found a home, just, you know, playing his butt off this year in the playoffs. You know, this should be the time of his life. And a guy comes in and whacks him across the head in midair. He broke the code. Dylan Brooks broke the code.
Okay, Steve Kerr coaches Draymond Green. So that's where you choose your words carefully. Because Draymond Green, at times, has been a dirty player. You want to protect your players? I understand that. But you also have to have perspective of how other teams view your player. Your player who has been a dirty player before. And he's been doing this for a decade. And Draymond Green got elbowed and had some blood coming down from above his eye. And as he's going to the locker room, as the fans were cheering, Draymond Green flipped off the Memphis fans. Draymond had this to say afterwards.
You're going to boo somebody who get elbowed in the eye and face running on blood, you should get flipped off. So I'll take the fine. I'll go do an appearance and make up the money. But it felt really good to flip them off. You're going to boo someone that get elbowed in the eye and blood running down your face? I could have had a concussion or anything. So if they're gonna be that nasty, I can be nasty too. And I'm assuming the cheers was because they know I'll get fined. Great, I make $25 million a year. I should be just fine.
Okay, Draymond should understand. You know why the fans reacted that way? Because of what you did in game one. He brings this upon himself. Don't play the victim, okay? You got hit. Maybe the fans didn't know you were bleeding. They're not going to know you got a concussion. You didn't know if you had a concussion walking off the floor, and then you're going to flip off the fans. You brought this on yourself, and you're known more now for this than you are when you were a great player. Nobody remembers what your stats are. It's just, oh, did you see Draymond last night? And usually that means he did something theatrical. It's like the bad guy in wrestling. I want to be noticed. I'm being noticed. Once you're noticed, you want to continue to be noticed, and you do the same thing. He's going to be a Hall of Fame player. But I think we're going to look back and go, he was a lot of things. You can say a Hall of Fame player, but he's a lot of things. And I just worry that he's getting to this point where you want to be a star, not somebody who makes Golden State unbeatable. And there was a period where he was playing great defense. He was basically your point guard, a point forward. He wasn't afraid, but he played basketball. Feels like a long time ago. That might be 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, Paul.
It's tough because I'm a big fan of his game on the court, his actual basketball game, because he does everything. Good D, good passer, does not need to shoot, but not afraid to shoot, which I really love that about him. But it's like it does feel like every championship team needs a guy like that. Remember, was it Bruce Bowen and guys like Rajah Bell back in the day for the Spurs?
But they're not Hall of Fame players.
No.
I mean, this is not a role player. This is a guy you need. Like, Bruce Bowen could be expendable, or Rajah Bell could be expendable. Draymond Green's not expendable. But watching last night, it just felt like he didn't understand. They were cheering because you're gone again. You got kicked out of game one, and now you got hit. Was it an inadvertent elbow? Absolutely. There was no intent there. But that's why they were cheering. Weekends are better. MLB Sunday leadoff, catch the White Sox playing the Red Sox Sunday at 11:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Sort of lost in all of this was how the Celtics handled the Bucks. They made their threes, they played good defense again, that series tied at a game apiece. These two series don't resume until Saturday. You have games tonight, 76ers Heat, Mavs and the Suns, and then they turn around and play Friday. So no games Thursday. The teams playing tonight turn around and play Friday. The teams that played last night don't play until Saturday. That, say hello to television, NBA television, marquee games they want to feature. We did talk a lot about name, image, and likeness, and you know, there's just stories going on now where they're going to try to do a salary cap for name, image, and likeness. I am surprised that it took this long for them to come around to this. And it might be a school salary cap for name, image, and likeness. But, you know, you have different investors. There's a movement now with one university where they're saying to their fans, let's all donate whatever it's going to be. You create your own slush fund between $5 and $10 million based off your season ticket holders. Hey, give $5,000. You're involved in this. Help us be a better program. We have more money here. That's happening right now in the Big Ten. Poll question, Seton, for the final hour.
Well, Dan, I'll give you an update real quick on what we went with for the first hour.
Okay.
Just while I dial that up.
Okay.
I'm going to vamp here.
You're
for a
vamping.
Second.
Okay. Yes. Stalling, yes. Stalling, yes.
Should the Oakland A's, whoa, Dan, we put one up there.
Okay.
Will they stay in Oakland or move to Vegas?
All right.
87% have them moving to Vegas.
Yeah. It just seems inevitable. And watching the crowd, you can't even call it a crowd. It's a gathering that you're getting like 2,600. That would be a gathering, not a crowd.
Magic the Gathering.
Yes. Still waiting for some front office person to tell me why my idea is crazy of just having free baseball night once a month. Let everybody in who wants to come in and watch your product. You know, maybe not charge them $30 to park at the Oakland Coliseum. Let them come in, buy merchandise, concessions. I'm going to guess you're going to make some money and you're going to have fans who want to come back again. Yeah, Seton.
Even if tickets were free right now, would you go to an A's game?
I'm an A's fan, no, I would not.
No way.
Out of spite, I would not. You're going to raise prices. You're going to cut the salary, our salary cap in half. You're going to spend $50 million. There's only one team. Who's the team that's spending less than the Oakland A's this year?
You want to guess?
Baltimore.
That's right.
Baltimore, yeah! Congratulations. Cheapest team in baseball. And this, you know, I go back to the Orioles in the 60s and 70s. And I know that's a long, long time ago. But these are great baseball towns. And what Oakland did and what they had with Charlie Finley and those great Oakland teams. And Oakland has been a playoff team. 2018, 2019, 2020. Now, the artist formerly known as. Yeah, Paulie.
The irony is Kyler Murray of the Cardinals would have been an A. About 3 years ago, and he probably would have been their marquee player. Right about now, he'd be hitting about 290, 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases, and they'd be trading him to another franchise. So which would be more likely? That he'd be traded from the A's if he joined the A's, or the Cardinals if he joined the Cardinals?
Well, I wondered if he would even be up in the major leagues, because the sooner I bring you up, the sooner I have to pay you that big contract, and we've seen them keep, players down in the minor leagues. Tatum in Pittsburgh. Hey, Tatum, what's on your mind?
Not much, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. 5'8", with very large 8.5-inch hands.
I like it. Okay, yeah.
So I wanted to call. I hear what you're saying about the A's. I know it's a tough spot for the city and the organization, I would assume. But just as a baseball fan, as a Pirate fan, I would kill to have the A's front office who've been attempting to win for the last 20 years compared to my front office who, even when they had a good team, didn't attempt really to win. So my question is, with everything you see going on in the sports landscape, not just baseball, is it really more of a dying market out there? It's a regional sport.
Locally, that's all you're trying to do. If you're going to put a product out there, don't alienate your fans. You may not be a national draw. Tampa proves that every year. They're not even a draw in Tampa. But then they somehow make it to the playoffs or, they're in the World Series. But put a product out there that at least is commensurate to what others are spending. Maybe you're in the bottom half. But, at least be respectful to the product you put out there. And they're not. Ryan in Baltimore. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 5'11", 185, 9-inch hands, slightly larger than the last guys. Listening to you guys talk about Oakland and Baltimore. Baltimore started off this year with promotional ticket pricing, where they had sections of Camden Yards priced at the same prices as they were in 1992, going as low as $4. I've been to a few games this year, and the last thing I was worried about was the actual game. But I did spend a pretty penny tossing back some brews. Thanks,
oh,
and
yeah.
Suck it back row.
How about you do ticket prices back to 1892, not 1992? Just make it free. You're making money. A little shot to the back row.
Not getting a lot of those, though, the last couple of months, huh?
No.
Last 4 or 5 months, not too many suck it back rows.
It came out of left field there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was almost like, oh, yeah, remember that was a thing.
It was for a while. And McLovin didn't take kindly to it because I would always say, you know, they're talking about you. And he goes, you don't know that. And I go, yeah, they are. They're talking about you. And then I'd say to Fritzy, you know, they're talking about you. Yes, Paul.
I've got the Baltimore Orioles website up here and all their promotions. They have Mother's Day Floral Cap Day is coming up.
Yes.
That'll pack the place.
Like that?
Kids Run the Bases Day is May 22nd. It doesn't say if that's before, during, or after the game.
No, that's the team.
The kids. Yeah. A bunch of people you don't know?
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
What if talk to the guy down the third baseline from the other side of the field night?
They should have some wild ones.
Orioles Floppy Hat Night. I'm there.
Yeah.
Floppy Hat Night.
They're actually pretty cool. Like one of the bucket hats.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Boog Powell bobblehead night. That's relevant.
Yeah.
That's relevant.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who remember Boog Powell. Although, does he still have his grilling area there? Didn't Booger have like his own like Boog Powell ribs
I'll
or something?
Check. I'll go for that.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's playing Camden Yards in a couple days. That would be good.
He's playing for the Orioles?
He should. Oh, I would great. Go to that Orioles
it's
game.
Paul McCartney plays for the Orioles
tonight. DH.
Yes, Todd.
And Paulie just had a dream about Paul McCartney.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Real dream last night, quickly. I was on vacation, and they had like bungalows in Hawaii or something, and I accidentally walked in the wrong bungalow, and there's Sir Paul McCartney at a kitchen counter making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I apologized profusely. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And he goes, would you like a peanut butter jelly sandwich? I'm like, oh, my gosh, I would love one. And he made it for me. And as I was walking out with the peanut butter jelly sandwich, I was thinking, do I eat this or do I put it in a Ziploc bag and like frame it because it was made by Paul McCartney? Mm. And then I woke up and I was quite disappointed because I love Paul McCartney and peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Imagine how your wife feels every morning when she wakes
you're
up.
You're not kidding.
She's like, oh, hi, Paul.
You're also named Paul, and that's about it.
You're not Sir Paul.
Right.
You're just Paul.
Just Paul.
Paul. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. We were told not to look, and we haven't. At least I haven't. And Ryan Tannehill comments about mentoring Malik Willis. We'll hear what he said, and then we'll tell you what he should have said in that situation. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Stiefel is here to help you because we have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. Different ways, and if you've changed jobs, maybe you're considering retirement, that's when you're thinking about your version of success, striving to reach your financial goals. It's you have to start thinking about your investment portfolios, retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When you're investing for retirement, you can't make mistakes, and you don't do it alone. That's why for over 130 years, Stiefel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stiefel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stiefel advisor at stiefel.com. It's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L, stiefel.com. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Todd has a limerick about the Titans situation.
I do.
And Star Wars sports names?
Because today is May the 4th be with you. So last night I put together a few sports names.
Okay, which one?
Star Wars.
Which one do you want to do? The May the 4th be with you is... You know I don't like Star Wars.
I know you don't. I'm not crazy about Star Wars either, but I thought it would be an opportunity to have some fun with sports Paul? Names.
I think I'd actually prefer the Star Wars one because I don't think it's been done before, and there's either it's either going to be really good or really bad.
They're going to be names out of the 70s and the 80s.
Not all of them, a few.
All right. Give me your Star Wars since today is May 4th. May the 4th be with
Let's
you.
Let's do it. All right. Hope Han Solo.
Okay, Hope Solo.
R2-D Brown. R2-D Brown.
D Brown of the Celtics.
Serge Chewbacca. My wife actually gave that one to me. Serge Chewbacca.
That's a good one. That's actually a good one.
Maybe she should write more of these.
Yeah, sure. Maybe she should do this.
Or your brother should help.
Okay. Right. Yoda Begay.
Okay. Yoda Begay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Luke Kenny Skywalker.
Yeah. Very dated.
CP3PO. CP3PO.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Matt Lightsaber.
Former Patriot.
Storm Davis Troopers.
Storm Davis.
I like live grading them like this. No.
Yeah. Very dated.
No.
Lando Calrissian.
Okay, I like that one. I'm going to take that one.
Jedi Heathcote. Jedi Heathcote.
That's a stretch? Very, very dated Michigan State head coach. Okay.
Darth Vader Pinson. You love
that's
Vader
very
Pinson.
Dated back in the 60s with the Cincinnati Reds.
Jabba Chamberlain the Hutt. Jabba Chamberlain.
No, I got it. Okay, you don't, when right. you repeat it, then.
Okay. Kobe Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Boban Fett Marjanovic. Boban Fett. You love that commercial where he's getting the rings out of the wood with the State Farm
but
guy?
I don't know the character.
Boba Fett. But this is Boban Fett.
But I don't know the character.
Okay, you might know Boba Fett. Dennis Oil Can Droid.
Okay. Another very dated.
Leaping to the finish.
Yeah.
John Ewokenfuss. John Ewokenfuss.
That's very dated.
Wookie Rojas.
Very dated. Why didn't you get out after?
I know. Like, a few more real quick.
Like the Kobe.
Like five left. I know. Sure.
Oh, God.
Jaja Morant Binks. Jaja Morant Binks.
I'm going to allow it. The judge is going to allow it.
Charles Mandalorian? Charles Mandalorian.
Charles Mann, very dated.
And these last four were just based on the actual names of actors.
Oh, my God.
No, these are actual actors in Star Wars. So I had Darthy Mark Hamill, Rodney Harrison Ford, Eric Carrie Fisher, and George Lucas Glover.
All right, great.
There you go.
Okay.
May the fourth be with you. Sports names of Star Wars.
How long did it take to do that?
Like an hour or so?
Wouldn't you be better served? Don't
getting a couple more guests today?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. I know you do your best getting guests, and you're always working on that. Like, I'm guessing that tomorrow's guest list is pretty packed, so tell me who's on tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a TBA situation.
Oh, TBA is joining us.
We could do something Cinco de Mayo sports names. If there are names of sports figures that, like, party.
Why don't you spend an hour or two on that, okay?
I still have that Titans limerick if you want it.
Yeah, yep. Right. I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it.
Because of Kobe Wan Kenobi.
I'm going to allow it. I thought you... If you played your cards right, you would have done a little better and streamlined it to about 7, and you would have hit home runs.
That's what I should have
done.
Or
maybe ground rule doubles. Go ahead. Here's your Tennessee Titans quarterback limerick, Todd Fritz.
If it's a QB battle you seek, Titans just gave us a peek. Rookie might learn from the vet, but it's a very safe bet. Tannehill will not help Malik.
All right. Here is Ryan Tannehill talking about, he was asked about, is it his job, part of his job, to mentor Malik Willis, who they drafted in the third round? Hello, Marv.
Oh, sorry, hold on. I thought they had it, sorry.
And 3, 2, 1, Ryan Tannehill on, is it his job to mentor Malik Willis?
Because he doesn't think it is right now.
No, he doesn't.
Whose job is it to mentor Marvin?
I think that was mine.
Well done, Seton. Well done.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right.
Just cost yourself an Emmy, pal.
Yep. How about we answer it in how we would have answered this question? If Paulie asked me the question.
Ryan, what is your role in mentoring the rookie Malik Willis?
Well, I hope that it's more of he watches what I do. In what I do, how I do, because if I'm able to go out there and do it correctly, then he'll learn just by proxy, by being here in the organization, seeing how I prepare. The job is so it's difficult, and I don't want to spend time mentoring him for my job. I want to do my job. Hopefully, he can watch me do my job, and he can learn. How's that?
That's pretty good, but they always take out one line that where it's not my job. Like, if I was asked that, I'd probably say, no, my job is to help this team win every week. It's his job to prepare if I'm out for some reason. And that may not go that well.
Well, do we have Sean Salisbury talking about this? Can we play that, Marv?
Malik Willis's job. It is, Ritter's job. It was Patrick Mahomes' job to talk to the guy who'd been in the league, seek him out. When I was in Minnesota, Warren Moon didn't come to me. He asked if I need help, but I went to him and followed him around, or Steve Largent, my rookie year, because I wanted to learn more. So while he's got a job to do, and I'm quite sure that he'll say, hey, man, you want to come watch tape. But if I want to watch tape and do lonely work, if I'm Malik Willis and do it with him, you go up and say, Ryan, man, do you mind if I watch tape with you? I want to pick your brain. And it's not always what a mentor says. It's how he leads. And when you're on the field, you can learn a lot from a guy to watch how he does his job instead of talk about how he does his job. I don't think for one second it's his job title. He's competing. I hope they get along in the room, but you want to beat each other's brains in on the field. It is Malik Willis's responsibility and any other young quarterback or player to go to the guy who's been there and chase him down and have him help you that way. And you do it with open arms, and I would imagine Tannehill would. It's not Tannehill's job to chase Malik Willis down.
Plus, he hasn't been in this situation. When he came into the league, Ryan Tannehill had two backups basically in front of him. And, you know, Matt Moore is not a franchise quarterback. And Tannehill started game one in 2012. So he didn't have that, hey, can I learn from you? Or what is the role of the, you know, current quarterback with me coming in as a first-round draft pick? You know, now he's got to understand they brought in Malik Willis because you didn't have a good year and you're in the last year of your contract. You didn't have a good postseason. And is it his job? No. His job is to go out and be a great quarterback. If you want to say it's a courtesy, time-honored, you help out the younger player. Do you not help out the younger player because you are concerned and you're threatened? When we had SportsCenter anchors coming in, I wasn't threatened. I had no problem if they asked me. I never sought them out to say, now some, I would say, hey, cut it back a little bit here. Don't try so hard. It is an hour-long SportsCenter. But I'm just trying to be there because then they can help the next person who comes along. But I didn't feel threatened. Ryan Tannehill probably feels a little threatened and vulnerable after what happened in the postseason, where he didn't perform well against the Bengals. Yeah, Paul.
It's tough because you look at the headlines today, a lot of Ryan Tannehill's comments are taken out of context. Like, it's not my job. He didn't declare and slam his fist down. He casually said it, and they said, but of course I'll help anybody who needs it. But remember, as much as this is, it's a smart move by the Titans to prepare for this, but Ryan Tannehill has to take this as an insult. Anytime your replacement is brought in, a competitor would take that as an insult.
Well, you're the one that caused the insult.
He had an off year for Ryan Tannehill.
Yes. If he was great in the postseason, they're probably saying we need to extend Ryan Tannehill. Got 1 year left. That's why my source said don't rule out the Titans taking a quarterback. And it just turns out it's Malik Willis. Do we have that sound, Marv, with Ryan Tannehill?
We're competing against each other. We're watching the same tape. We're doing the same drills. I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but you know, if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
And that's probably the way it should be. Brett Favre famously said that it's not his job to mentor Aaron Rodgers. Players know players. Quarterbacks know quarterbacks. It doesn't take long before you go, that guy's pretty good. I don't think it took Alex Smith that long before he went, damn, this guy Mahomes is really good. You know, I remember when Mahomes went to camp and there were two players who said to me, we don't know when he's going to be ready. We just know with that arm, he's going to be something if he like understands or learns how to play the position. Because keep in mind, he was a Brett Favre-like quarterback coming out of college, Texas Tech, that he tried to force things a little bit too freelance, showboat, all those things. And then they realized what they had, and it was quick. That was a quick, Alex, thank you. Nice parting gifts. Patrick Mahomes, here's your team. I'll go to Justin Herbert when they were on Hard Knocks. When you're watching the players, watch him just do throwing drills. And I went, boy, that is a tip-off. They're going, wow, I haven't seen that before. When the players are saying that, because after a while then you go, why isn't that guy playing? This is going to happen to Tennessee this year. At some point, if they see Malik Willis do some things in practice and Ryan Tannehill is not doing those things in games, that's when the players start to grumble a little bit. Like, this guy helps us and might help us more. Here's the other thing. If you're Ryan Tannehill, I don't know if he played all 16 games last year or 17 games last year, but you might not be able to play in a couple of games, and then you're going to need Malik Willis to win to help you take that team into the postseason. All right? Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. Brady got suspended. Jimmy Garoppolo came in and played pretty well. That may happen. And that's where you have to say, my backup will be ready. But hopefully he's ready by watching me. But Malik Willis might get a couple of cameos this year. And those wins, losses could hurt you trying to make the postseason. I understand that. Ryan in Queens. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Morning. I have a NCAA College Football Super League question for you. I need your opinion. Tell me what to think here.
Okay.
With Mark Emmert stepping down, who would be on your short list to step in and be commissioner and run the show of the, you know, inevitable?
Well, tell me who you think. Tell me who you think.
You could go traditional. You could go Greg Sankey, SEC commish, you know, knows the lay of the land, the landscape. Or, personally, I would go outside of the box and tap a person like a Theo Epstein, question mark?
Theo's working with Major League Baseball. Greg Sankey, I think, loves running the SEC. And would you, if you said I could run the SEC or be the commissioner or president of the NCAA, not even close. I want to be SEC commissioner. I don't want to be the president of the – understand this. The president of the NCAA has to deal with the entire NCAA. You know, Greg Sankey just runs the SEC. Football. Basically, that's it. You're running football. You don't want to be going, what am I talking about today? Division II playoffs, you got a conference call coming up here. Like, you don't want to be dealing with any of that stuff. I wouldn't. Yeah, Paul.
It also feels like Greg Sankey in his role with the SEC, he may just morph into the boss of college football. Yeah. Like the college football playoff committee and the SEC, he may just morph into that role, and the NCAA will be shut out of college football in a couple of years.
Okay, you just have to secede from the NCAA. That's the key. If you said you're going to be the commissioner of the Super League, now that's different. You don't want to be the president of the NCAA. You would rather be, I'm the commissioner of the top 40 schools, 32 schools in America playing college football. Tony in Iowa. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Love the show. And you just talked about the superpower. Well, and the NIL earlier on. And so boosters with pockets full of money. And let's say if you had a son that was a high school prospect, a top prospect, top brand in the country, why not go to Shark Tank? Offer him up to Cuban or Mr. Wonderful and say, you know, give me $20 million for 5% stake in my brand. What are your thoughts?
There's no rules, Tony. I mentioned jokingly somebody's going to put themselves up on eBay and basically say, I'm here. Who wants me? And that's what it is. You go into the transfer portal and you're saying, what do you have for me? I'll play for this. Here's the minimum that I'm going to play for. It's all above board. Used to be, you know, in the alleys, behind closed doors, shady people. Not anymore. Right there. Don't have to hide. You can meet with a booster. Hey? High school player, meet with a booster. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Also, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll talk about the newest inductees. Do we have a problem with any of those? We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Before you start your car to take your morning drive, take your M-Drive before you get in your car. Everyday supplements for driven guys. Formulated with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels, boost energy, helps you feel your best every day. You don't want to slow down. M-Drive has a supplement for you. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe, or mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free. Free shipping. If you don't feel more energized after 60 days, you'll feel more energized, by the way, after a couple of days. You're going to get your money back guarantee. Getting old doesn't have to suck. You can still look and perform and feel your best. M-Drive can help you. You just get your day off to a great start. Every single day, M-Drive keeps me on top of my game, going strong. Got to have energy. It's a young man's game. Visit mdrivedan.com. More strength, energy, T support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All of that forthcoming. I was looking at the latest DraftKings odds to win the title. The Suns plus 230, Warriors plus 320, Celtics plus 450, the Heat plus 500, then it's the Bucks, Grizzlies, Mavs, 76ers. Boy, I would jump on the Grizzlies at those odds. Yes, Paulie.
I think I'd jump on the Heat. The Heat seem like they've been there before.
Oh, now you're jumping on the Heat.
Based off the odds.
Yes.
Based off the cash you were talking about.
Yeah.
Plus 500?
Yeah, I know.
Call my guy.
I got the Heat and the Warriors. Talking about the Heat. DraftKings odds, number one overall pick next year. Two Alabama players, two Ohio State players, three Ohio State players. C.J. Stroud, and then it's Bryce Young, close by. Will Anderson, Alabama defensive end. Paris Johnson, Ohio State offensive line. And Jackson Smith, Ohio State wide receiver. Remember he had the unbelievable Rose Bowl? And then you realize he's got two players on his team who are going to be first-round draft picks, you would think, at Ohio State. And then he might be the best wide receiver, and he can't go to the pros. Chris Olave, over under 4.5 touchdowns, 4.5 receiving touchdowns. Man, he better be better than that. Saints gave up an awful lot to go up there and get him. Offensive rookie of the year. I've got the odds right here. Anybody want to make a pick on who they think will be the offensive rookie of the year in the NFL? Yes, Paulie.
Kenneth Walker, the running back out of Michigan State.
Kenneth Walker, I do love him. No, he's not in the top five. There is a running back in the top five. Anybody want to guess the running back, top five odds, rookie of the year? Breece Hall. I'll even give you the name. You tell me the team that drafted him. The Jets. Christian Watson. He's out of North Dakota State. He's with the Packers. Drake London. Falcons. Treylon Burks of the Titans is number two and the number one favorite, according to DraftKings. He might not even start this year. Kenny Pickett with the Steelers.
Kenjamin.
let's see. Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's do this. We've been talking about this. These are the newest inductees, Marv?
That is correct.
Okay.
So we have seven.
Okay.
Should I just go out and just name them?
Yeah.
And so when I name them, everyone's got to pick one that you would keep.
Okay.
All right. So first we're going to go Pat Benatar, first inductee.
Okay. She had a song. Is it Hell is for Children? I never understood that.
It was more positive than it seems, I think.
No, but check and see if Pat Benatar had a song, Hell is for Children.
She does.
How crazy. Like, all right. Hell is for children. All right.
It's like Love is a Battlefield, but Hell is
no,
for Children.
No, but Love is a Battlefield is okay. I'm fine with that. Yes, Mark.
Wow. All right. Next up, Duran Duran.
I was never into him, but they were a big deal.
All right.
Is that Simon Le Bon?
Mm.
Yeah.
Next, Eminem.
Yeah. Mm. Whoa.
Oh, Audible Crowd.
Okay. All right. What's the problem with Eminem? Seton?
Well, there are a lot of people that have come before him that maybe should get in.
Who should get in before him?
I would have to look to see who is already in and who isn't, but I would imagine there's a lot of people that maybe pave the way for Eminem that aren't in yet.
Yeah, Snow, he's still waiting up in Canada.
What else do you have, Mark?
I was going to say Vanilla Ice, but
you're right. Ice.
Am I saying this right? The Eurythmics?
Yeah, Eurythmics.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they the Derrick Rose of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, Annie Lennox, Eurythmics. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. She didn't want to be in, but they put her in anyway. Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not rock and roll, but it's the Music Hall of Fame, and Dolly should be in there. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing her bust.
Wow.
I've been sitting on that one for 4 months. Oh, finally.
She might be the only one to have two busts. Whoa.
All right, next, Lionel Richie.
Do you think that she goes and says, where am I seated? And they said, well, you're in row 4D.
Wow. Hey, nice. Wow.
4DD. Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie.
Yeah. He moved a lot of product.
Yep.
And he was also in the Commodores.
Okay. Right. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
And Carly Simon.
Haven't got time for the pig. Anticipation. Mockingbird.
Oh, no.
No, I had to do it before Todd. It's a preemptive strike there. Yes, Paul.
I don't know if there's a first ballot Hall of Famer in that list where it feels like, oh, there's no question.
Yeah, no offense. It's a pretty down year, except for Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's
but she's not a rock star in any way. She is a country music legend. She's had some songs that crossed
over.
She's
a music star.
Yes.
Music stuff.
But I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's labeled incorrectly. Like either have it rock and roll, keep it rock and roll, or just say it's the Music Hall of Fame. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I feel like you can't pin Dolly down just to one thing. She transcends culture.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
So if we take Dolly off the board, who from that we think is above average or mediocre group, who gets in? You got to pick one of them.
Well, I don't think they're mediocre.
Not super, super.
It's just I'm not. I couldn't tell you a Eurythmics song.
Here Comes the Rain.
Okay.
Annie Lennox had a career that went on longer than just Eurythmics, too. So this is like her career award.
Am I mispronouncing it?
Eurythmics.
Okay. Eurythmics. Or
Marvin said Eurythmics.
It's okay. He's not familiar with them. I get that. Pat Benatar was, she was good. I just don't know. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Trying to figure out that Hell is for Children.
Tell me what that's about. Imagine she wrote a song called Hell is for Children.
I read the lyrics. It seems to be more of a song about abuse of children, and I'm guessing she's against it, but I didn't read the entire group of lyrics.
She's against.
I'm assuming. I would hope so, because that would be a tough induction ceremony if she's pro. I haven't heard the whole song.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
I'm
going to
guess that Pat Benatar is saying Hell is for Children and it's about, abused children, that she's against them.
Love is a battle.
I'm hopeful. I'm really, really hopeful. I'm nervous, but I'm hopeful.
Assuming she's, that's a nay.
We're journalists.
Nay column for
we want
one.
To be objective.
Pat, just to have a question, Hell is for Children, is that pro or anti? Hell is for Children. That came on the other day, and I thought, how do you come up with this song title?
Don't watch the video. I'm just telling you.
This day in sports history, Paul.
Let's see. Here's a good one. Charles Barkley scored 56-38 in the first half against the Warriors. Dave Kingman in 1984 with the Cubs hit a fly ball that got stuck in the ceiling of the Metrodome. And this is a fun one. Pitcher Bob Shaw in 1963 had 5 balks in one game.
Shouldn't he have been Balk Shaw instead of Bob Shaw?
There you go.
All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Bloop. No, Todd?
Bloop. Give you one.
This day in sports history, the 1,000,000th run in baseball history was scored. Oh, you should know this. He later worked for Major League Baseball. This was a big deal about the timing of who was going to score the 1,000,000th run. Bob Watson of the Houston Astros. That's what we learned. Thank you. On 9/11, we vowed to never forget. Help America keep that promise. Donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Talk to you tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, one more item here, Simply Safe Home Security. There's so many stories that I hear from the folks at Simply Safe because they want to give stories so I can give them to you, just to let you know what Simply Safe does. Terry was away for the weekend for her daughter's wedding. The morning of the big day, got a call from Simply Safe's 24/7 professional monitoring center. Now, they detected water in her basement. So what are you thinking? I got my daughter's wedding. Can somebody help me with this? Flooding could cause more than $25,000 in damages. Thankfully, Simply Safe detected the water in just moments after the leaking had started. Terry called her neighbors, quickly turned the water off in her home, and she was able to have a great day with her daughter. 24/7 professional monitoring. There's no hidden cost. There's no pushy salespeople, no contracts to sign. Plans cost around $1 a day. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go there now. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.